These three testimonies illustrate how we can take advantage of opportunities which arise from time to time in everyday life to share the gospel using the Good News tape or CD.
It was the Saturday before Christmas. It started out well. My sister and I were on the London Underground. It started off well because we were offered seats. My sister sat down, and next to her was a young West Indian lady who was openly reading her Bible. So for the rest of that short journey, my sister, who was close to her, and she encouraged one another in the scriptures. Some 12 hours later, we were on yet another train, one of those fast intercity trains. My sister and I, Sheila and I, were not supposed to be on that train, but we caught an earlier train than the one we intended. But we were intended to be on that train, because in front of us, there was a family of six, mum and dad, and four children between the ages of 6 and 16. Anne, the mother, was reading a book, a paperback. And to me, it wasn't an ordinary paperback, and I was intrigued. But I couldn't read the title of her book, and so I let it go. A few minutes later, she spoke to her family, who were just across the center aisle. And again, I couldn't quite hear what she said, but I was intrigued because it seemed to me she was saying something about Christian things. So I asked her that awfully rude question, "What are you reading?" And so the answer wasn't the name of the book. The answer came in handing the book over to me and saying, "What do you make of these two paragraphs?" So I read the two paragraphs, and as I was reading them, I could not help but be reminded of the Good News tape. The book and the tape were underlying the same truth. So I explained to Anne about the Good News tape that Keith produced and our church promoted. And she was her turn to be intrigued. How could this visitor from Sydney be telling her on a fast intercity train all about a cassette tape? So anyhow, she was very interested and was more than delighted that I would send her one. I hadn't got one on me. I have brought one this morning up here in case I was challenged on my way here. So I got Anne's address and so on, and I gave her mine or my sister's address and telephone number. And a few days later, I had a phone call from her to say how much she had appreciated the tape. That's all I know so far. What I do know is she has my address, I have hers, and I'm confident that a real firm friendship has begun, and who knows the end of the story.
Mine is rather a short story compared to Rona's. My daughter's mother-in-law lost her husband about 4 months ago, and recently she started to go to church quite regularly, despite having only one leg, and she goes on her motorised scooter. She told me that it was very fulfilling for her to go to church, and she enjoyed the company of the people who were there very much. So I immediately thought of the tape. So I said to her, "I have a tape I think you might like to hear. Will I post it to you?" And she agreed. So the day after she received it, she rang me and said how wonderful it was. Could she keep it for a while so she could listen to it again? I told her the tape was hers to keep, and of course she wanted to know why. And I told her about this wonderful man in our congregation who'd started the Good News Tape. It was now in many parts of Australia and also in many countries overseas. She was very interested in this and suggested she'd send a donation, which she did, of $20, which I've passed on to Keith. I believe this lady is well on the way to becoming a Christian. She's in her 80s. She has the support of a Christian family and friends. And with the Good News Tape and God's help, I feel she's well on the way to becoming a Christian.
Brian Evans.
They know. Good morning, everyone. This is quite amazing, actually, to be standing up here doing this, because it's hard to know how to start this, and we sort of started it this morning with our first hymn, in a way, because the first two lines, Jesus calls us in the tumult of our lives, wild, restless sea. And that's pretty wickedly true in a lot of ways, but I was just sitting in the pew just thinking a little bit more of what I was going to say, and as an extra preface, those two lines, as strong as they are, it also reminds me of things that we have to deal with, that we work on, and how Jesus does call us, and how we try to talk, you know, when we are in trouble, what we need to do. And one of the things we need to do is realize that we have to listen for that call and listen what we're being asked to do, and sometimes just do without even thinking. And this little part of Witness is talking about the Good News Tape, and one way we can actually share the tape and use one of the very new tools in the world, the internet. Just in a small corner of the internet, I mentioned a couple of months ago a lady I'd met through an email network I'm on with trumpeters, lots of boring things about mouthpieces and embouchures and who's the best player and who's this and that. And this lady sent a call out to all the hundreds of people on that network and said, would you pray for my son who is overseas with the US Army? So I won't carry on with that, but suffice to say we've formed a friendship. And Christmas time I sent her a package which included a lot of personal things, but it also included a Good News Tape. I was sort of trying to test the waters a bit. So recently I received, a thank you for the package, and part of that message were these words. I appreciate the witnessing tape. The folks on the tape are wonderful, and of course the message is so true. And so many forget the paschal sacrifice our blessed Lord made for us on the cross. And she goes on to say, how do I go about purchasing additional tapes? And she asks about currency and all sorts of things. Please let me know, she says. The message is so fundamental, yet so glaringly missed from so many lives of otherwise faithful Christians. Now, we're in the middle of a process here. I'm still waiting for a call back, but I've spoken to Keith. And I'm a bit amazed, actually, because he likes to talk directly to these people, so he wants the lady's phone number. But at the very least, I'll probably send her a package of a few anyway. But I know there's at least one church over in the state that Keith has told us about where the tapes are being circulated. And I just see this as another opportunity that's been presented to me almost by accident. And it's so easy to do what I've done, and I know so many people through the church are probably talking to good friends overseas, and you know where they are, send the stuff over there. Last Sunday I was talking to Keith and he mentioned about an acquaintance of his who might like to digitise a tape and put it on his website, and I said, well, let's get hold of that and we can put it on our own websites. I haven't got one yet, but I bet our friend Jeannie in the States will probably do that. There are so many ways, and it really shows that in balance of all the bad things on the web, we can actually do something good and get the message of the Good News Tape out there. So thanks for your time. God bless.
Well, I want to thank those wonderful people for what they're doing and all of you who do pass on Good News Tapes. And just to say a few words, these stories are typical of many I receive every week through on the phone, through the mail of people who are wanting more tapes and so on. And I hope it encourages us all to do the same. Perhaps I could just suggest that we all have a spare tape at home in some prominent place on our desk or near the phone so that it reminds us. Because I'll share with you a very quick thought that I've been giving the tapes away for 20 years, but for 3 years I didn't give one tape away because I forgot about them. And if I can forget, everybody can forget. And so reminders are very important, and that's one of the reasons why we have these testimonies. Just to share with you two other thoughts. Firstly, I've only given about 600 tapes away in the 5 years, and I'm very small fry compared to some people. One pair have given 500 tapes away last year, but from that 600 tapes initially, 18,000 tapes were passed on by the people I gave the tapes to. So every tape we give away, there's a likelihood that another 30 people will hear the good news as a result of people wanting more tapes and things of that nature. And finally, we have a target of 20,000 tapes this year, and we need some help to get them out and to do all the things that need to be done. We're a little bit short of staff, and if anybody would like to help in this wonderful ministry, please see me after the service this morning.